27 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. The 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1442. Let's welcome the listeners of Al-Ansar International and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, welcome to the program this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَادِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1442. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl Dabi, and verses 22 and 23. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states, Ilahukum Ilahu Wahid. Your Allah, your sustainer, your nourisher, meaning the one who is worthy of worship, is one and alone and unique. We need to know the difference between Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the word Ilah. The word Ilah is used for Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and it is used for all these demigods and semigods and idols in the terminology of the noble Quran. Therefore, our Islamic formula is La ilaha. There is none, no deity, no god, small g, none worthy of worship, illallah. So already from our foundation, from our starting, we will negate everything, everybody. Remember, there is none worthy of worship. Truly, there is none worthy of worship. In Arabic, the tafsir goes, La ma'abuda bihaqqin illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So Almighty Allah is teaching us that He does not have any partners, no associates, no children, no parents. Read chapter 112. Almighty Allah makes it very clear. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. He, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, is one alone and unique. Islam is the only religion that teaches us through monotheism. فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Hence, those people who do not believe in the year after, they don't believe in the reckoning, they don't believe in Jannah and paradise, they don't believe in the day of justice, they reject the articles of faith. قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَى. Their hearts are refusing to accept it. Their hearts are rejecting to accept it. That is why Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, that verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. Idha swalaha swalaha al jasadu kullu. When that piece of flesh is good, then the whole body will be good. Wa idha fasada fasada al jasadu kullu. And when that piece of flesh is corrupted and corroded, fasada al jasadu kullu, the whole body will become corrupted and corroded, as we can see today in majority people, Muslim and non-Muslim. Allah wa hiya al-qalb, and it is the heart. Therefore, it's called a heart. You can turn and twist it either to the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Islam, or either to the love of money, to the love of democracy, to the love of secularism, to the love of capitalism, Zionism, all these satanic systems. So these are the people, their hearts are rejecting the truth. وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ Whilst they are so arrogant. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, مَا الْكِبْرُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What is the definition of pride? He, Habibuna rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَطَرُ الْحَقِّ When the truth comes to you, you reject it. وَغَمْضُ النَّاسِ And when the people are telling you, you say no, they are non-entities, and you will try and do character assassination of them, considering yourself to be superior, just like the Iblis and the Shaitan. أَنَا خَيْرُ مِنْ I am superior to him, better than him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Allah forbid. This is authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So each one of us, we came alone, we're going to die alone, we will go in the grave alone, and we will stand in the court of Almighty Allah alone. So think properly, what are we doing and who are we supporting? وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ Why they are so proud and arrogant? لَا جَرَمَا لَا جَرَمَا means حَقَّ Undoubtedly, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُؤْلِنُونَ Verily Almighty Allah knows what they are doing in private. All the caucus meetings they are having, all the teleconference they are having, all the plotting, planning, scheming. وَمَا يُؤْلِنُونَ And what they say in public, releasing statements, and remember the press, the politicians, and so forth, how they try and pull the wool over the people's eyes, thinking that the masses are asses. So you must remember that is the function of governments and politicians today. They try and fool the public. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ Verily, Almighty Allah does not love those who are proud and arrogant, meaning Almighty Allah hates them and detests them. So that is where we are today. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala bless because of those who always embrace the truth. And remember, that is the function if you want to be successful. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Surah Al-Asri, chapter number. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in Surah Al-Asri, chapter 103, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Verily, those people who have true iman and they have continue with the righteous deeds, whether people like it or not, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ Always inviting, exhorting people to the truth. And the truth is better, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ And remember, exhorting and inviting people towards patience and endurance, because you must remember the enemy will always make propaganda and distort the truth and subvert the message and mission of Islam. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala guide us to the truth at all times, all places, all circumstances. Insha'Allah Al-Aziz, today a very, very important topic. And we will send out the podcast, inshallah, how we will send out the podcast of this program. So inshallah, after Fajr Salat. So inshallah, between 11 and 12 today, Maulana Zahid Khan and myself, we will be discussing the Sharia. What are the unique characteristics and features of Islamic Sharia, and what awaits those people who are subverting and mutilating the Sharia. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all and make dua for the Ummah at large. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustad, Mr. Bishop says, good morning, sir. What technology in its place? Why do you guys still use loudspeakers for your prayer time, Ustad?
My brother, Bishop, when I say brother in humanity, thank you for your question. We will use any technology provided that it does not trample on the Sharia. So you see now, I am speaking to you live from Gauteng, Johannesburg, Lanesia, and you are there, Bishop, there in Durban. So we are using the technology so that the country can hear, the continent can hear, the whole world can hear. So as long as we don't trample on the Sharia, so remember that is fine. So if you take now, so I am on radio and we are speaking to you. But by the same token, any person, Maulvi, Sheikh, Mufti, comes on TV, so we will reject it totally. We call such people scholars for dollars. They are selling the deen, mutilating the deen, the religion, and subverting the religion, because that subverts and that is the trampling upon the Sharia. So you see, Bishop, you are a man of intelligence. Go to chapter 24, Surah Nur, and that is the chapter on radiance and effulgence, verses 30-31. ABC Imam Maulana Mufti Sheikh comes and Almighty Allah states, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَهُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gazes, but now they got the lady presenters on the TV. So how are you going to lower your gaze when you're looking at her all the time or most of the time? وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدُنَا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Tell the believing women that they must lower their gazes. And remember, they must not be stare looking at the man and staring at them and so forth. So these are clear-cut injunctions, commandments in the Noble Quran. So therefore we say to appear on TV and have shows and all that is haram and not permissible. So that type of technology we will not use because it is trampling upon the Sharia. But the radio, mic and all that what you are asking, so as long as we are not trampling upon the Sharia, the divine code, the laws of Islam, so it will be permissible and acceptable.
There's a brother here from Morningside who starts saying that I was on my way to the masjid when a bird's droppings fell on my head before entering the masjid. Do I need to remake my wudu or ghusl before salah will start?
There is no need for you, my brother, to make the wudu, repeat the wudu, or repeat the ghusl, but that is najasat. It is impure. The droppings of the bird and so forth, it does happen. So sometimes they mess on your clothes, sometimes they mess on your body. So just go there to the wudu khana and wash it thoroughly, properly, and then you go and perform your salat and your prayer. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, it seems it happened this morning. So very good, my brother. Let me give you two great tidings. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, man swalla subha fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. When a person reads the Fajr Salat, the men in Jama'ah as far as possible in congregation, and the women at home, then you under divine protection. And you'll find the hadith in Mishkat Sharif and various compilations. Likewise, when you read and perform the Salat in Jama'ah in congregation, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, beautiful. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man sulla salat al isha bi jama'atin, whosoever performs the isha salat, the night salat, 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8:30, 9 o'clock, depending what the season is. So you the men, you read it in congregation, you the women, you read it at home and on time. So فَكَأَنَّمَا قَوْمَ نِسْفَ اللَّيْلِ, it is as though as you made ibadat and worshipped Almighty Allah half the night. وَمَنْ سُلَّى صَلَاتَ الْفَجْرِ بِجَمَاعَةٍ, whosoever perform Fajr Salat with Jama'ah and congregation, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَوْمَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّ, it is as though the entire night you engage yourself in ibadat, in the worship of Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا. The hadith is authentic, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. So therefore, Mubarak, blessed to you, honey and lakum. We salute the brothers and sisters, the brothers who are reading Salat in the masjid with Jama'ah, and the women who read all their 5 daily Salat on time. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
I see the brother from Masgrave, Ustad. I don't know if you heard this. He says that, Mufti Sahib, did you hear about the Christian men who died for Islam yesterday, defending Muslims? Will he be a Jannati, Ustad?
Remember, the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bil rajul al-fajir. This hadith in Bukhari Sharif, authentic. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will assist this deen, word of Islam, through people who are non-Muslims also. How many are non-Muslim defended Islam and so forth? They wrote books on Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praising the master alayhi salatu salam. If you want, one of the famous orientalists, and I had to study his works and so forth in university, Montgomery Watt, he wrote Muhammad in Medina, Muhammad in Makkah, words like that you will find. So remember that so many non-Muslims defended Islam, but that does not mean they enter Jannah and Paradise. To enter Jannah and Paradise, the passport, the prerequisite is Iman and Islam. If a person passed away without Iman, Iman is the inner faith we have, the faith we have in our inner recesses of our heart. And Islam is what we declare secretly, publicly, openly. So that is Iman and Islam, both are required for the eternal success and prosperity. And when a person has not done that, then either he dies min al-kuffar wal-kafirin, then Almighty Allah condemns them. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. Or either they died and passed away as mushrikeen, as polytheists, idol worshippers, and so forth. So Almighty Allah condemns them. Chapter 4, verse 48. Or either they just paid lip service. Like today, you see the Muslim people say 2 billion Muslims. A comedy of errors there. How can you say 2 billion? So you got so many munafiqeen and hypocrites who only pay lip service to Islam. So you must remember the hearts are totally devoid, you must remember, of Islam and Iman. So these are the people. Chapter 4, verse 145. So remember, innal munafiqeen fi dharkil asfali minan nar. They will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam and of the hellfire. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. Beg Almighty Allah, O Muslim, O Muslimah, for protection from kufr, blasphemy, world shirki, polytheism, wa nifaqi, and from hypocrisy. May Almighty Allah envelope us in His special mercy. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta rahamur rahimin.
I see our brother says, please pass greetings to AK. This is Brother Walter Ustad.
My brother Walter, how are you doing? No question today. So always stand and defend the truth, my brother Walter, and always embrace the truth as well. Thank you for the greetings. We make dua. This morning I prayed for you, Walter, that Ya Allah, so many of our brothers, sisters, they watch the TV and they are caught up in that mess of propaganda where the Muslims are being, where the message of Islam is distorted, that the Taliban are the terrorists and the Muslims are the terrorists and so forth. But when the true facts come, then we find out that they are the guilty party, state terrorism, those who invaded Afghanistan, those who invaded Iraq, those who invaded Palestine. They are the real terrorists with their tactics and propaganda of state terrorism.
Somebody says here, oh, this is Irvin Ustad. He says, not Mervin Irvin, he says, brothers fighting with brothers and Muslims standing together as brothers. It is obvious who's better. How do I become a brother of a Muslim but don't want to change my religion? Irvin Ustad.
My message to you, my brother Irvin, is this. You are an individual. You came alone to this world. So you need to ask yourself these 3 questions. What is my purpose on this planet here? Is it only eating, drinking, and sleeping? So that the animals also do, urinating, defecating. So you have a greater purpose, my brother Irvin, and my sisters who are not even Muslim, to all of you. Ask yourself, what is your purpose on this earth? You are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. So there must be a greater purpose, obviously. Number 2, look at yourself in the mirror. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, your lip, everything, your mouth. And see who created you. that Almighty Allah, that Supreme Being who created you, every minute, every moment, every second, His favors are recurring and showering upon us. Should we not be loyal to Him alone at all times, all places? So you should be thinking, contemplating, reflecting all these issues. Third one, you know, even as an atheist, even as a Christian, even as a Hindu, even as a Jew, you know that death is inevitable. I have to die, you have to die, we all have to die. So what will happen post-death? Are we ready to meet our Creator? Think about all that, my brother Irvin. Yes, embrace the truth and embrace the Muslims who stand for the truth. Remember that. But you won't be questioned about them. You will be questioned about yourself. We gave you intelligence. We gave you intellect. What you did with it, brother Irvin. So that is where the big question mark comes about, my brother Irvin.
Allahu Akbar. Well, that is the sun to kill snakes without a valid excuse, Ustad.
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the entire universe and creation. And that is, you must remember, Surah chapter 21, verse number 107. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatul lil alameen. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe. Chapter 21 and verse number 107. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us authentic hadith. Remember in Sunan Nasai, Uqtulul hayyati kullaha. Kill the snakes, all of them. And today when I was a young boy, I told you so many several occasions that I grew up in the location, all Africans surrounding us. So they used to have this belief, and many Muslims also have the belief that if you kill the snake, you know, we used to kill a lot of snakes there, and we used to walk around kalfoot, you know, bare feet and so forth. So they should say that no, it will come, and the one who's alive will come for revenge. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ خَافَ ثَعَرَهَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. When you fear that they will come for revenge, you don't belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You are not a true Muslim. So remember, in Islam, anything that is going to cause you harm now or in the future, so remember, you must eliminate it, get rid of it. So yes, there will not be any sin upon you, but you're not allowed to burn it and torture it. That is haram and not permissible.
Listen to this one, Ustad. Christopher says here, good morning, AK. In your eyes, who is a more worse person? Is it the Jews killing the Muslims or your own people, Muslims, selling your religion? Christopher, Ustad.
You must remember, my brother Christopher, that when I tell you, just now the question came of a snake. So you must remember, if I tell you, Christopher, me and you are living in the same hotel or in the same boarding law or place or what have you. Example I'm giving, I don't even know you. Mm-hmm. So I tell you, Christopher, there's a snake, or you tell me there's a snake. So what will we do? We both will run. We're not going to ask what is the size of the snake. Is it a python? Is it a mamba? Is it this or that? So remember that when Muslims are killing Muslims, so because they have become agents of the West. You see, my brother Christopher, let me give you three examples. South African government, yesterday was announced and so forth, they're going to spend 1 billion rand. Listen carefully. How much? 1 billion rand approximately, to send 1,500 soldiers there to Mozambique and so forth, to fight ISIS and that. So ISIS and that got nothing to do with Islam. You must go and ask yourself, who formed ISIS? Who formed Qaeda? Go read and listen to the lectures of Hillary Clinton, and she will tell you when she was fighting the elections in 2016. You, the Western and the Americans and the Jutlas and the Jews, they, you all form all these people, yeah. And then you say that the Muslims are fighting the Muslims. We condemn Al-Qaeda, we condemn ISIS, we condemn Shabab, we condemn Boko Haram, because all this is made by you. And then you want to distort the message of Islam and Muslims. So that is what you need to understand. That's one point. Second point, the people who are selling the deen, if they are Muslim scholars, remember this authentic hadith. Christopher, this much you should know after listening to our program for so long. The Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, right? And the hadith, the sunnah, that is the direct speech, the actions of the master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he, the master, peace be upon him, said that, there will be Dajjal. Dajjal is the Antichrist. So one of the worst enemies, remember, of humanity, he'll be killed by Jesus, Prophet Nabi Isa alayhi salam, there in Lud, between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. And all this is mentioned, remember, in Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. But worse than Dajjal are the scholars for dollars, Al-Imam Udillin, those who lead people astray, authentic hadith in Mustad Ahmad. Okay, that I have about 7 minutes left, 8 minutes left. So now I have to address a very, very important issue. You, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, you, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, we will send it out as a clip and we will send out the podcast as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday, Wednesday, I went to my Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab Hafizahullah. I left here before Asr. We spent 1-2 hours together and so forth. So 1 hour he was teaching, 1 hour I was alone with him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When I came back, I had supper and then I switched on my phone. And it was inundated with the statement of Uqsa. Say, how? Now these are the questions I am posing to Uqsa. Directly, every member of Uqsa, you should be asked answering these questions. And those who are against it, obviously you will be, remember, exempted from answering. So, you mean that those people who are against it publicly, they release their statement. First thing, as an introduction, that letter, that statement that was released by Uqsa yesterday will fool the animals there in Kruger Park. But it can never fool any human being, you must remember, who has some sense and some common sense and intelligence and intellect. Don't take us for idiots, please, man. You understood? Answer all these questions. Number one, this is Amrul. Mentioned, I'm going to tabulate it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1. You, Uqsa, was your previous or former president a murtad or not? Was he an apostate or not? How come none of you released a statement and saying that the president of Uqsa is a murtad out of the fold of Islam and yet you maintained him, retained him? Am I speaking lies or you are speaking lies? Those of you who opposed it secretly, privately, why did you not pull out from Uqsa? You are the ones, you go to the churches. You are the ones, you must remember, you legalize every haram thing almost. TV you legalize, vaccination you legalize. So many haram things we can list, you must remember. So that is question number one. Was the president of Uqsa a murtad or not? And what did you do about it? So that's question one. Question two, that who was responsible for going in as amicus? You say in your latest statement you are doing things for the interest of Muslims. You are there to safeguard and preserve the Sharia and so forth. My question to you, whose interest did you serve when last year Ramadan you closed the masajid and the mosque? Your spokesman committed kufr by saying, you must remember, we cancelling Jumu'ah Salat. To cancel Jummah Salat, to close the masjid, and to say that people must not come to the masjid is not kufr. So you must remember, who gave you the right to cancel Jummah Salat? So you must apologize for that. But you see the ayat we did today? Subhanallah, all this comes from Allah. Go read today's verse, chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verses 22-23. قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةُ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ But the hearts will reject it because the hearts are corrupted. You must remember that. وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ But they are too proud and arrogant to apologize. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ And remember that Allah does not love those who are arrogant and proud. So you will know why you're not going to apologize. Because the government will get upset. You were bootlicking the government last year when you went as amicus to close our masajid. Hang your heads in shame. I have you, every one of you of Uksa, besides Jamiat Natal and the one group there in PE who withdrew from that process. The rest, hang your heads in shame. So you must remember, question one, your president murtad. Question two, you closed our masajid and went to court to do so. Question three, now again you're going in as amicus. One side is Lajnatul Kuffar, on the other side is Lajnatul Muslimat. One side is the Women Legal Center and on non-Muslims. And the other side are the Muslim ladies and females represented by our lawyers, Zahir Umar, Hisan and so forth, Abu Bakr, Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. Amen. And all our team of Hafiz Firoz, Bouda and all. So you say that you're going as amicus for the interests of Muslim. Who are you fooling? You think you're dealing with a Kruger Park or something. So you must remember, again you're going in bootlicking the government and so forth. You had no business to go the first time. You know what is this? This is Surah 2, verse 114. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ Allah says, when you close the masjid, you became the bigger zalim, oppressor, tanpot dictator. And because of that, I will punish you in this world. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ In this world will be humiliation and disgrace. And in the year after will be a horrible, terrible, grievous punishment for you. It is an indelible stain upon you members of Uksa who last year went as friends of the court, and again you will die with that. Allah alone knows what happens to you. But that stain will always remember with you. Your children, grandchildren will be ashamed of you. Murtad president, amicus, friends of the court to close the masjid, amicus of the court and friends of the court again, so to distort and subvert and mutilate the laws of Sharia regarding the nikah, regarding the talaq, regarding the inheritance. Question number three. Question number four. How many haram things you legalized? You legalized TV. You legalized, you must remember, the haram food. You made it halal. You legalized, you must remember, vaccination. So just go and join the politicians. We don't need you. You must dismantle. And to the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, I told you senior members many a time, the best thing for you is that you must remember that to withdraw from Uksa, they are people who are corrupted and carrying favor with the corrupt politicians, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. And my last message to you, the Ummah, Quran is telling you, it is your duty, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ That do not cooperate with sin and transgression. Because this is your friend, this is your Molvi, this is your Mufti, this is your Sheikh. Nay, in Islam, Nabi alayhi salam was asked, مَلَا أَصَبِيَّ What is partisanship, Ya Rasulullah? The Master alayhi salam said, أَنْتُعِينَهُمْ عَلَىٰ ظُلْمٍ You know they're wrong and yet you assist them. Therefore, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, if you want reference, therefore our stance will be, Rabbi bima an'amta alayya. Ya Allah, you favored us with so many bounties. Falan akuna ghahiran lil mujrimeen. We will never assist these criminals, Quran says in Nabi Musa alayhi salam's dua. We will expose them and say that it's haram to read salat behind all these characters and chaps who go as friends of the court and enemies of Allah, enemies of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enemies of Islam. Go and join your politics. Don't play with Sharia. And remember this, you are a disgrace and dismantle. That is our message. Remember this very clearly and to every one of you. So remember, don't try and fool us, O Uksa. You marginalize Jamiat KwaZulu Natal and now come tell us fairy tale stories here. Yeah. Go tell that to the Kruger Park animals. Don't make us fools here, please. And if you want more of this, 11, between 11 and 12, you can listen to us, inshallah, that today we'll discuss what is the Sharia. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.